Public News Service Thursday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. Police removed barricades and began dismantling a pro-Palestinian demonstrators' fortified encampment early today at the University of California, Los Angeles. That after hundreds of protesters defied orders to leave. Some people were detained, their hands bound with zip ties. That from the Associated Press. The police used flashbangs as officers encountered resistance as they shoved and scuffled with protesters. And the Environmental Protection Agency has finalized stronger air quality standards for soot pollution, and one regional organization says it's a step in the right direction. More now from our Daniel Smith.
The EPA said the plan reflects the latest health data and scientific evidence, and the final rule goes into effect Monday. Nick Hood with the Center for Coalfield Justice says soot is fine particulate matter from power plants, vehicles, and refineries, and the EPA is revising its national ambient air quality standards for soot. He adds that any improvement in the standards will certainly help Pennsylvanians' health.
If you live within, I think it's a couple kilometers of a well, you have a 4 to 5 times greater chance of developing asthma. Decreasing the amount of particulate matter that's actually allowed to be polluted from some of these sources will certainly be helpful in not exacerbating those asthma cases.
Opponents of the changes say the stricter standards could push factories to move overseas, costing Americans jobs and hurting the economy.
They are expanding to include the 5-state region of Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Kentucky, and West Virginia. Meantime, New York's 2025 budget takes proactive steps to address rural housing.
$10 million was allocated for improvements to rural housing built by the USDA's Section 515 program. Rural housing organizations asked for $25 million but are grateful the state is taking action. Mike Borges with the Rural Housing Coalition of New York says another bill the legislature should pass makes the mobile and manufactured home replacement program permanent.
Basically, what that does is provide grants to low to moderate income people to replace their mobile homes that are dilapidated and unsafe.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
The EPA awarded $156 million to Midwestern states, including Ohio, to help residents lower their energy bills through community-based solar. The grant funding included a memorandum of understanding and a partnership with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers to train and hire workers for installation projects. Michael Jeans is with the Cleveland-based Growth Opportunity Partners.
And so as they add new tools to their tool belts, they'll be able to work in an industry that has a long tail into the future and earn good-paying jobs with benefits.
Last year, the state saw a nearly 14% uptick in residential solar installation. This is Public News Service. Government leaders acting now with urgency to get underserved communities connected with high-speed internet. But in Minnesota, underground digging for broadband installation is emerging as a safety concern.
This spring, the think tank North Star Policy Action issued a report that says over the past 3 years, these installations were the leading cause of damage to buried infrastructure in the state. North Star's research director, Aaron Rosenthal, says telecommunications crews are coming in contact with a maze of electric lines and natural gas pipes, with the drilling averaging more than 1.25 strikes a day.
That's a level of damage that we think is very concerning. Minnesotans should not have to choose between high-speed internet and their own safety.
The authors contend these workers receive inadequate training, and a bill in the legislature would beef up standards. Skeptics worry about impacts such as derailing progress on broadband goals with a wave of federal funding spurring projects. I'm Mike Moen.
Meantime, several Connecticut counties rank poorly in the latest State of the Air report by the American Lung Association.
4 counties measured for ozone pollution received failing grades, while 3 others got Cs. These stem from transportation emissions, the state's largest contributor to greenhouse gases. Ruth Canovi with the American Lung Association in Connecticut says ozone pollution comes with serious health impacts.
I've had doctors explain it as almost like a sunburn on the lung. It really causes irritation. High ozone levels can be linked to chest tightness, shortness of breath, coughing, cardiovascular issues, so heart issues, worsening of already existing asthma.
There are ways for the General Assembly to tackle air quality issues. Bills related to climate change and renewable energy can help reduce ozone pollution and poor air quality. Canovi notes the Environmental Protection Agency's new clean truck standards can reduce nationwide emissions by up to 60% by 2032 and prevent 1 billion metric tons of carbon pollution. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Finally, from our Farah Siddiqui, healthcare providers play a crucial role in suicide prevention.
A recent study shows only 8% of hospitals are currently implementing all four recommended suicide prevention practices: safety planning, warm handoffs to outpatient care, patient follow-up, and lethal means counseling. Melissa Tolstica with Trinity Hospital in Ann Arbor says a seamless transition from inpatient to outpatient care is critical.
We continue to see a need for really robust programming, and not just within the behavioral health world, but in the medical world as well. Our organization really wanted to focus on bringing the behavioral health and the medical services together.
This initiative is being piloted across various units at Trinity Hospitals in Ann Arbor and Grand Rapids.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here are some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform, and find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.